Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Hello, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and welcome back to Fire on the Earth. I want to talk today, sort of build on what I've been talking about over the last few days, starting with last Friday's program, just reflecting on a beautiful book written by Pope Benedict XVI on the apostles. It's a book called Jesus, the Apostles, and the Early Church. And as he often does in his writing, he's just such a clear writer with great depth and insight, not only into the person of Jesus, but also the apostles. And he has a great gift for helping us see and understand what did their encounter with Jesus, their being discipled by him, and then receiving the Holy Spirit and the commission to go make disciples, how were they changed? And how did Jesus' death and resurrection change their way of thinking, their way of living, their pattern of life, the kind of emotional strength, courage, identity, all of that that it gave them? It's important to reflect on it because Christianity means change. Christianity is a transformation of life. It's moving from death to life. It's taking on an entirely new identity. It's dying. It's an extraordinarily important part of the whole process. Dying to oneself, the old nature, the old man, as St. Paul would talk about it. And yesterday I was reflecting on the Holy Father's words. He drills down into the reality of baptism and the objective fact of what happens to us when we're given power there to become children of God and we begin to share in the glory of God. Romans chapter 5, Paul builds on what happens to us, really, in baptism. He says, God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which God has given to us in Christ. God's love is poured into us. What happens is the old nature, as we talked about yesterday, the fallen man, the original nature and the original identity we have that we're born into is a fallen person, a fallen race. Fallen from what? Fallen from God's glory, fallen from the place that God had made us for. And our identity was confused and lost because the stronger identity that laid hold of us was sin itself, the claim of radical autonomy and independence from God. And that put us in a condition of separation and alienation from God, our Maker, which really is today, it remains, friends, the source of all the alienation, hostility, anger, rage, and confusion in human society. Is rooted right there. The scramble for people to insist on their own identity, that's going to give me security. When I can name my identity and everybody can affirm me publicly and everybody has to affirm me publicly, this is a big mistake from a Christian point of view. It's a fundamental lie. Even in the cases of recent priests standing up in front of their congregation and self-identifying as gay, and the whole congregation claps and gives them a standing ovation. There's a lot of confusion there. I mean, I think people in the pews are confused about how to respond. I think some people may be standing and responding to thinking, yeah, good, Father, assert yourself as a gay person. It's time for the church to accept the whole gay picture, you know? But others are just saying, look, I just want Father to be able to be honest about who he is, and that's a good thing, and I want to affirm that. So there's a lot of confusion in between those two poles, you might say. And I think we lose something really important. Liberation, authentic freedom, clear identity does not come from my identifying with an aspect of my own life or identify with something that the culture wants to give me and wants to convince me that this is the source of my identity. What I know is, and what every human being, as a Christian, what I know is that every human being was made by God. God is the originator of every human identity. He is a loving Father who has breathed us and called us into being and given us a share and a promise in his Son Jesus in a full identity of becoming a son and daughter of God. We're made in his image and likeness. And because of sin and man's rebellion, and we can see it everywhere, the very topic talking about today, people's insistence on asserting their own identity over and against any kind of identity given to us first by God, because somehow that steals my freedom, steals my autonomy. It's an imposition on me. I didn't ask for it. It's not the authentic me. The authentic me is what comes from my feelings or my self-assertion. So there's the struggle and the lie in the culture. Of course we want people to live in freedom. Of course we want people to have a clear identity. We want people to be loved. We want to love people. But we can never disconnect all of that from the truth. Not my truth, not my personal truth, but the truth of God's design. The only place we will ever find authentic identity, security, peace, confidence, stability, and joy is to receive who we are according to God's plan and God's purpose. It's really the cry of the human heart, but the deception of fallen human nature, the deception of a world that is in radical opposition. So much of the world and its ideology is radically opposed to God's reign. There's really a hostility to the reign of Jesus Christ as Lord of everything, the preeminent one to whom everyone is called, we'll talk about tomorrow, to bend the knee. Ultimately, every knee will bend and every tongue will confess to the glory of God the Father that Jesus Christ is Lord, that the Son whom he has sent to draw back the veil and reveal to us who God is and to give us understanding of where we've come from and then to understand who we are and that it's something we receive and all dignity comes from receiving what God, the only one who can dignify us and elevate us and lift us, he speaks to us in his Son Jesus with so much tender love, but so much absolute power and authority. The only road to freedom and identity, friends, is to live in the truth. This is why Christianity, approach of the sexual revolution today in our culture of 75 or 105 or 125 genders or the ad infinitum mix of genders that's going on out there, this is madness. This is not health. This is a kind of pathology. It's a lost human race not knowing who we are. Now others who want to assert that the future and the only hope we have is for humanity to somehow become part machine and part human. We're lost. That's where all the madness in humanity relying on its own understanding, it's where it takes us. I mean, ask yourself the question, with all our knowledge and all of this self-assertion, does the world look more secure and more happy, more at peace, more integrated? Do human beings really come across to you as being walking in greater authenticity and confidence and security? The great wisdom of Christ and the church and what every disciple takes on as the mind of Christ, the renewed mind, is understanding, number one, that by God's action in his Son Jesus Christ in baptism, I've become a child of God. I was not a child of God before that. I had a sin-sick nature. I was separated from God. Yes, God loved me. God loved me. But I was in a condition, as Paul said, we were enemies of God, subject ultimately to the wrath of God, the reality of living apart from God. I can't change that on my own power. But God, who is love, gave us his Son to do just that. So he'd made it possible for us. Not only possible, but as John the Apostle said, I mentioned yesterday, he gave us power to become children of God. Here's the source of joy, of identity, of confidence. Nothing else in this world can give this to you because you were made for this. You were made for more. Every trophy that can be acquired in this world is less than you, what you're meant to be. Every job, every career, every success, every neighborhood you live in, whatever you have, whatever bank account you have, literally all of it is below you. It's below what you were made to be. And what you were made to be is a gift from God. It's something he's designed you in and designed you for. And the apostles saw it and they received that objective reality. And as Pope Benedict said, it became a subjective reality for them. Here's what he said at one point. He was reflecting on the beautiful passage from Colossians 1:27. He said, you know, where Paul says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So Christ is in you. That's the game changer. Christ is in you. He's in you because he loves you. He's made a home in you. You're his temple. He's at work in you. He's begun an amazing, mind-boggling, life-transforming, eternally gifted work in you that he will complete if you say yes to him. Beginning with him just simply establishing you as a child of God. And the Holy Father says, there's a interiority which is produced now. He said, an objective and original relationship with God has been given to us. Jesus gives us his relationship with the Father. There's simply nothing greater possible than this. And coming to understand through the grace of the Holy Spirit, the help of the church and sacraments and life ministry, coming to understand that greatness is the secret to having a secure identity, to living in peace and joy. It's trusting in a loving Father. It's a source of dignity. It's the source of human dignity. You can see why the choices we're making today are by so many people, and what they're asserting is it's degrading. It's so below what human beings are meant to be. It's so lacking in dignity. But because our senseless minds are darkened, like Scripture says, we don't see it. And we call darkness light. And Pope Benedict had some very challenging words over Christmas. He was talking about, I think it was like the 27th or 28th of December. He was talking about the gift of God, the light that's given to us in Jesus, the transforming source of human identity. The mystery of who we are is revealed in him. And here's what the Holy Father said, Pope Francis. He said, Jesus is the gift of God for a humanity that is immersed in the night and the torpor of sleep. Often humanity prefers the dark because it knows that the light would reveal all its actions and thoughts that would make us blush, or it will pick at our conscience. He's just echoing Scripture there, John chapter 3, that the light came into the world, but you know what? Man prefers darkness rather than light. And this is what we're seeing in the culture today. There's a radical act of will in the human person to push God away. He doesn't exist. If he does exist, he can't be known. If he does exist, he's not good. He's a threat to me. Why? Because he's imposing something on me. He's imposing identity and commandments and this on me, and that limits my freedom, and I reject that because I'm the source of my own goodness and my own identity. So the Holy Father goes on, Pope Benedict XVI, he says, we're not merely images of God, but we're children of God. He said, and we must transform this objective gift into a subjective reality so that it becomes decisive for our way of thinking and acting and being in this world. And this is where we have to help each other. And how can we lay hold of this? Reading Scripture is a big deal, friends, is allowing the Word of God and the grace of the Holy Spirit in the Word of God to give you a fresh new spiritual way of thinking about yourself. Many people, I believe, can move out of depression and fear and paralyzing anxiety and things by laying hold of the Word of God and its power to lead us to freedom and an identity that produces true security. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this tomorrow. I hope you can join me. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.